Oh, yes, we want to bridge the digital divide, and not just the digital divide, but also the gender digital divide, and also the rural urban.
So for those who are in the rural areas,
yes,
you want to bring them to the light, so to speak.
Yes, to bring them digitally. To the light, digitally speaking.
Right.
Yes.
So what has been the effort to do that, and how has been the responses so far?
The response has been excellent, we must say, because this is a new venture. And we have put a lot of effort because some of the rural people, when we started, could not even touch a mouse. They had never seen a smartphone or even a computer or a laptop. So we've put a lot of effort, and we decided to put our center in the heart of the rural Murang'a County, because we thought that the rural people need to also enjoy the tech space.
In rural areas, you know, sometimes electricity or power generation can be a problem.
Yes.
How do you surmount that?
Yes, we agree. One of the reasons, again, why the rural people are left behind is because of poor infrastructure. But I must say that currently the government is doing quite a good job. There is electricity. There is electricity. But the only thing that is not there is internet. So in our center, we have tapped free Wi-Fi hotspot for the public. And we are one of the places that you can actually access Wi-Fi without paying a cent. So by providing that, young people now are enjoying the fruits of the internet. Sometimes they just come and just to be in the internet without even knowing what they are doing. And we then take the advantage and we expose them digitally.
Who is funding this? Because somebody has to pay for it. How do you fund this program, especially in the rural areas?
Remember, we have different programs. So for the free Wi-Fi, we are partnering with a Wi-Fi provider. And he gives us, he's already supplying internet in the center, inside the center, mm-hmm. and is providing internet around the town to other very few and very rich homes. So we approached him and requested him to also partner with us. So we are partnering with him. But again, we in the center, we coordinate many other programs. We have a program for girls in secondary school called Binti Shupavu, where we partner with Daring Girls and Glami from Tanzania. And this program
is... So you do it both in Kenya and Tanzania?
Yes, we are doing in Kenya and in Tanzania
partnership. Okay.
In partnership. Mm. So Tanzania, it's carried out by Glami. So for that program, we have a partner called Daring Girls, the partner that has invited me.
What has been the responses of these girls that you want to bridge this digital divide? What has been their responses so far?
The response has been so good. They are happy. And some of them have actually now said that they are going to delve more into the tech world. So we've already have some of them who have become employable because of the digital skills. They have got jobs in the local companies. Some of them are now planning to pursue further tech-related courses in colleges and universities. As we mentor them, we also tell them now that if you are going to college, if your parent is sponsoring you, you can now further yourself. As our organization, we are trying to bring in deeper courses like coding in the center. But meanwhile, we are encouraging these young people. If they get an opportunity, most have said that they will go into the tech space.
Before we go, what are your expectations or for the next at least 5 years to come? How do you want the center to look like? And this digital divide you are bridging. In the next 5 years, where do you want to see this?
In the next 5 years, we want to have more young people, and especially young girls, mm-hmm. young women exposed to tech. And not just exposure, the surface exposure, but also entering into the full tech space, going into careers at our tech. We are also hoping that in the next 5 years, we'll be graduating coding students. And when they do coding, remember now, they are already in the career of tech. And again, in our center in the next 5 years, because there are those, again, who would want to venture into other areas, we would want to introduce more vocational courses in the center.